Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all these things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. This past weekend, we heard in the first reading of the Ten Commandments. And I think, unfortunately, while we all know the Ten Commandments in general, sometimes we can forget the importance of the Ten Commandments. Or sometimes there's even a way that there can be this way that, oh, well, Jesus loves me, Jesus is merciful, and yeah, those Ten Commandments or those rules or those laws, not so important, etc. Our Lord makes very clear in today's gospel just how important the Ten Commandments are and how important following the Ten Commandments are if one wants to be in eternal life with him. It's good for us, I think, especially during the Lenten season, to revisit the Ten Commandments, to really sit with each of the Ten Commandments and to ask ourselves, how are we doing with each of those commandments? Is there any of them that maybe we're struggling with a little bit more? And especially as we continue with our Lenten discipline, maybe to focus on that particular one of the commandments that might be more of a struggle for us at this time. And again, to remember that the reason why we have these Ten Commandments is to guide us, is to lead us, is to challenge us, to motivate us as well. And so let us allow these words of Jesus to be challenging words, to be motivating words. And if there is a place where maybe we've gotten a little lax or we've struggled to follow one of the Ten Commandments, the words of Jesus can help motivate us, can help push us through any of that place where we might have experienced any kind of sloth or any kind of laxity. Lent is a time to tighten up, so to speak, in any of those ways that sometimes we start to become a little bit lax in different ways in our lives, and to say, Lord, I desire to be able to follow the Ten Commandments in a greater way. And Lord, I ask these words from the gospel today to help motivate me, to help me to push through any of laxity, and especially to remove any spirit of sloth through your spirit of diligence.